Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Well, thankfully, there's some news to report from over the weekend, but I've been itching to get the take of Jared Halpern following the presidential debate as you were doing the post-debate analysis on Thursday night late, and therefore weren't on with us on Friday morning following the performance by President Biden, who spent Sunday at Camp David. Now, that was a pre-planned trip, but a lot of reporting coming out from over the weekend. But first off, first impressions, it seemed, from the panel was very negative.
Well, listen, I think even President Biden has admitted it was a bad night for him, right? The performance was certainly not what they had hoped for. It was a big debate in the sense that they had hoped to show that President Biden had the mental fitness for another 4 years. He did not perform real well. Those concerns were certainly exacerbated, so much so that there has been chatter amongst the Democratic class about whether or not to replace President Biden on the ticket. That kind of takes us through this weekend, Rich. Camp David, that pre-planned trip, the president there with his family, reporting out there that there was sort of a photo shoot happening, but that there were conversations about staying in the race, and that the Biden family says that that's what they want. They want President Biden to continue running for a second term. That seems to be the indication that's going to happen. And so it'll now be kind of how easily or quickly the campaign can recover. You saw, obviously, Friday, the day after the debate, the president holding an event in North Carolina, a lot more energetic, kind of talking about the mistakes that he made in the debate, but again, trying to frame this as not just a referendum on him, but a referendum on former President Trump as well. That's been the strategy before the debate. It sounds like it's going to be the strategy after the debate. But it's certainly going to take a little bit of time, you would think, to maybe calm the nerves of a lot of those Democrats who, you know, woke up Friday morning hoping that they had had a bad dream.
It seemed as though there was a lot of support building for the president on the weekend talk shows, but it was probably a good thing for Democrats overall that the Congress was gone or is gone now for the fourth because they're not having to be chased down by reporters like you saying, hey, what about the president? What about the performance?
Yeah. Well, listen, that's going to happen anyway. But again, one thing that we know from Democrats is they tend to rally around the nominee, right? So they'll have kind of these concerns. Once it becomes apparent that President Biden's in this, he is not leaving, he is not going to step out. That seems less likely now with each passing day. I think that the general belief is that Democrats rally around him. You've started to hear the narrative change a little bit, that President Biden has a history of getting knocked down and getting back up. They point 4 years ago to the primary in which he was walloped pretty good in the first couple of states and then rebounded with that win in South Carolina and went forward to get the nomination. So, listen, I think they're going to spin it the way that they spin it, and you're going to see some of those Democrats who were kind of publicly calling for the president to drop out to probably, you know, fall in line. That's generally what Democrats do, but it is not the type of discussions, the type of interviews that they had hoped that they would have to do the Saturday and Sunday after that debate.
All right, Fox's Jared Halpern. The other story that he's going to be reporting on today is the last day for Supreme Court decisions this term, and top among the remaining decisions, the case of the presidential immunity. And we do anticipate that in the next hour and 15 minutes or so, we're anticipating to get that latest ruling. We'll certainly report out whatever that happens to show. Be listening for Jared's updates out of Washington. And from the team, we'll continue to send you updates in the free WOKV app.